The Setites believe that one day, Set will come back and consume the Earth. And only the most devout of the Setites, or the Ministry, are preparing his way. In order to do this, the Setites, they tend to keep themselves hidden away from the rest of the clans. Don't nobody watching when you're trying to bring back an old god. They do interact with all of the other clans, they just more so keep to themselves. However, the Setites are very practiced when it comes to the art of deception and corruption. And let's not forget deceit and ancient sorcery as well. The Setites refer to themselves as Children of Rebellion or Mesubedshet. Now, it's not all just dark gods and apocalypses. There is a group or a faction that is dedicated to fighting this particular sect or this particular clan. The Osirian League is a society dedicated to fighting Set. The ancient story goes that Horus, the ancient god Horus, began creating a network of supernatural creatures to fight Set's influence after they had come to blows. Now, it was during these times that Horus learned about the Jihad. There was some negotiations going on between the gods because there was a bit of a war going on. He learned about his father's death and swore to avenge him, and in doing so, vowed to exterminate the entire brood of Cain. Shortly after this, Horus had set up his league to hunt down followers of Set and to prevent his influence. Now, the god Horus had been traveling in the underworld for quite some time. His league had collapsed on itself quite repeatedly. It wasn't a very stable company, or it wasn't a very stable organization. So Horus had actually created others like him to help maintain the league. And this basically fell apart when Alexander the Great conquered Egypt. It's from this point on that any members who are still in the League of Osiris, they fight Set in their own ways. There is no overarching theme for them. There is no massive hierarchy. The Osirian League has had some very interesting clans inside of it at different points in history. At one time, there was the Makole under Sobek, the Silent Striders, who were of the Garou Nation. They were also part of the Osirian League. The Bubasti, the Were-Cats, as well as the Children of Osiris, and the Disciples of Anubis. There were also some mages involved, wizard priests of the Cult of Isis, the Wandering Eshu, and the Shemsu Heru. Set had a very influential presence in Egypt, especially during the time of the pharaohs, but his efforts were always undermined by the Osirian League. Set sometimes got involved in Egypt's business himself, dethroning pharaohs who had become entranced by one of his enemies. This is how the Setites were able to gain control of Egypt throughout many periods in history. They found someone who wasn't willing to go their way and removed them. However, it wasn't until later, when Rome was the hot spot to be, that's when the Setites really flourished. They started a bunch of cults and infiltrated many others. They started shaping the minds and hearts of those involved with cults with temptations of ancient magics. They were really playing the long game here. Once they had infiltrated a cult or started their own, they began training their initiates or everybody in the cult to resist Ma'at. Things were going very well until Set, the main god himself, disappeared. This happened in around the year 33 CE. Once Set had disappeared, Egypt was rocked by earthquakes, significant earthquakes, and they swallowed up many of Set's temples, along with many of the Methuselah who were sleeping inside these ancient temples. I'm going to butcher the pronunciation of this name, so just be prepared for that. That's when Nakathoreb and the remaining Heriophants took control of the rest of the clan and guided them into the future. If I was to sum up the mission statement of the followers of Set or the Setites in one word, it would be this: corruption. They seek to subvert, destroy, corrupt, demolish, tarnish, taint anything that is good in kindred or mortal society. They want to destroy it. Setites are also very, very smart. And if you become the plot of a follower of Set, you will find that their creativity when it comes to planning is unparalleled. They love to use any vices that a person, mortal or immortal, have against them. And there is really nothing that's off limits. The Ministry or the followers of Set are the oldest clan when it comes to the independent ones. Their lineage can be traced back to a single, very powerful antediluvian. And even though they are known as plotters, connivers, and corruptors, they are still very respected when it comes to vampire society. They were even at one point invited to join the Camarilla, and this invitation did not go out lightly. Now, what did the Setites do with this invite, which is a fairly prestigious invite to receive? They ignored it entirely. Even though the Ministry or the followers of Set snubbed the Camarilla, they still have certain members reach out from time to time when they need the help of a master plotter. And it's because of their skill that they are tolerated within Kindred society. Now, in modern day, the Sentites have been receiving some notoriety in the Caribbean. They are rumored to be in control of some of the most powerful and dangerous secret sects in Jamaica. These organizations, in turn, do have some control over major drug trafficking routes in this area. There is also rumors of ties to a Eastern extremist group. Now, when it comes to Sentite organization as a whole, they mostly are local or smaller groups. There will usually be a single temple or a small network of cults that control the area. Now, the Sentites in these cities, even if they are operating in different groups, they will very rarely plan against each other. Like most vampire clans, they like to present a united front. There has been some rumors that float around from outsiders, not in the followers of Set or not part of the Ministry, that there is a massive temple in Africa, and it is ruled by a Methuselah who apparently says he is the direct childer of Set himself. Whether this is true or not remains yet to be seen. Now, the Ministry or the followers of Set, they do have some clan rulers, the Hierophants, also known as the Eternals. They are the leaders of the followers of Set, as long as Set is missing. Now, this particular group is also some of the oldest surviving members of this clan. They also worked with Set when he was alive to dedicate temples, carry out his wishes. That is why they feel they are qualified to give instructions of what they feel Set would do while he's disappeared. Now, the Ministry places a great deal of emphasis on personal revelation, and this is why you start to see a lot of cults spin off from this. Now, Setites do not all come from Egypt. Their doctrine is still sort of broad enough that people have joined, or vampires have joined, who are not specifically from the Middle East or Egypt itself. Egypt does hold many of the most prestigious and the oldest temples devoted to Set, but his temples can be found everywhere. And even though they are trying to bring about the end of the world by heralding Set's return, they are fairly accepting of anyone wishing to join them. The point I'm making is the Ministry is a cultural melting pot. There are also several known cults related to the Ministry or the followers of Set. Let my whiteness come through as I butcher all of these pronunciations, so again, you're prepared for this. The cult of Typhon, Tres Megistus, Children of Dambala, cult of Tewert, cohort of Wepwawet, Children of Judas, Hall of Jormungandr, House of Eclipse, Abdal Sobek, Sisterhood of Sekhmet, Church of the Black Magdalene. In the first nights, this clan was unsurprisingly centered around its antediluvian and Egypt. Many tales are told about his divinity as well as his struggle against his rival and being cursed by Ra. His rival was, of course, Osiris. Osiris was eventually killed, and the antediluvian had his followers and disciples kind of abandon him. If you're following the path of Typhon, these accounts are considered to be true, because limiting yourself to one version of events or one story is just the work of Osiris and Ra. The Path of Typhon is an enlightenment path that draws specifically on the doctrines of Set himself. Adherents are called Theophidians or Typhonists, but outsiders just simply call them corruptors. In the final nights, the Setites, they saw the signs of Gehenna and they saw them as omens or signs that Set was going to be coming back. They did remain staunchly independent. They were still on a quest to acquire power and wealth because this would aid in the return of their god. It would make it easier for them. In doing so, they did have to venture quite far out of Egypt, and they often lived in Camarilla-controlled cities, sometimes Sabbat cities, but not as often. And inside these cities, they would begin corrupting kindred in those cities to gain access to the things that they wanted. Power, wealth, and I guess whatever else they wanted. They were rightfully untrusted by all kindred society, but they still managed to get into places of power or into a prince's court, for example, because they could use the knowledge, the secrets that they had, as favors to gain access to the court. And because of how crafty they are, these deals usually worked out more for the Setites than they did for anyone else. Sometime during the start of Gehenna, that's when the followers of Set, or the Setites, rebranded themselves just a little bit and changed their name to the Ministry. There are still some in Africa and Egypt who use the old name. Part of this rebranding also signified a change in the culture of the clan. They no longer viewed themselves as followers of Set or as Set as a specific person, but instead viewed Set as a deity or a being, a presence, an energy that lived inside of them. And then they made a church about it. Now, since the Beckoning has started and the Sabbat is on their crusade, the Ministry has found their home territories being invaded by all kinds of vampires. In order to protect their homelands, or an attempt to protect what they had, they tried to join the Camarilla, but because of their actions from before, they were rejected and not able to join. Many have turned to the Anarch movement and are just going crazy with their corruption and deceit, lies, gaining power so that they can bring liberation to all of the descendants of Cain. You can even find some members of the Samiti inside the Ministry. These are ones that rejected joining the Hekata clan. Now, the Ministry serves two purposes. They are suppliers of whatever you may need, whether it's legal, illegal, immoral. They have it or have access to get it. And they're not afraid to dirty their hands either. On the other side of things, the Ministry is also a spiritual centerpiece to many coteries. This makes them viewed as fairly hypocritical in the kindred society because they preach spirituality, but then they go, quote unquote, dance with the devil. For as difficult as they are to deal with, they do have access to secrets, access to weapons, money, power, things that a budding vampire might need access to. It's for this reason that they are still used and still included in minimal activities in kindred society. The followers of Set, or the Ministry, are not as uniform as you might think. They found the best way to spread their doctrine was by telling their story in the doctrine or the myths of the culture that they were going to. They used many of the similarities between their own religion and the ones that they went to, or the places that they went to, using these stories, saying that it's basically the same thing, just with a different face on it. The Ministry, or the followers of Set, also had a caste system similar to the Asimites. The difference with the Setites, though, is that their two castes of the three, the warrior and the witch's line, have either disappeared or been supplanted. So everyone is believed to have come from the priest's caste line, unless the book says otherwise. The Children of Dembala are a group of Setites who dwell in sub-Sahara Africa. They are the African forefathers of the Serpents of Light. The Children of Dembala revere Set as Dembala Wedu, a snake-like god of earth and darkness. They keep their founding temple in Oyo, but they have managed to spread through most of Western Africa. The Children of Dembala have to present offerings to the spirits, and the ceremony, or the ritual, has to take at least 10 minutes. If they don't do this, they are then hunted by serpents. The Daitya are a variant that went from Egypt to India. They are considered to be heretical, at least by the Ministry standards. They left in pursuit of mystical knowledge, and they were following some of the followers of Osiris. This bloodline was almost taken out by the reign of the Ashira. They viewed them as heathens and demon worshippers, and that don't fly for the Ashira. They did manage to form a begrudging alliance during the Victorian age, though, and this is what ultimately saved the bloodline. Now, the Serpents of Light are another heretical branch, or another variant of the clan. They are essentially the Setite anti-tribu. They do their magic through voodoo. The Serpents of Light began as a Caribbean branch of the Western African Setites. According to their stories, some of the first Setites came to the area about 300 years ago. The vampire priest came over to the area to help out with his fellow clanmates who were begging for help. They were basically suffering and dying on plantations and the mills, and this priest would lead a massive revolt which was ultimately crushed by the Europeans. But what wasn't crushed was the cult of the Serpent of Light. The vampire priest is still sleeping there, waiting for the time that he can arise. The Talakay reside in Latin America. They are believed to be descendants from followers of Set rather than Set himself. These vampires revere the god Tezcatlipoca, the god of darkness and sorcery. This variant also possesses Protean instead of Serapentis, and they often take the shape of a jaguar versus the form of a wolf. In modern nights, this variant is believed to be mostly dead by pretty much everyone except for the few of those who are actually alive. They continue existing, they are very bitter about what happened to them, and when they embrace, they do specifically from the Native American groups. Now, if I was going to blend in any other World of Darkness clans or tribes, there are two that I can think of that just fit this bill perfectly. One is the Bubasti, and the other is the Silent Striders. The Bubasti are known as Shadow Cats. They are wear-changing cats. They are the mystics of cat kind, and they also hail from Egypt. Now, as far as cats go, they are the most social of any of the feline-changing breeds, and the Bubasti were actually cursed by Set. Because of this, they are not allowed to leave their ancestral home and they will forever be tied to the Kim. It is said that if an entire generation of Bubasti leaves their homeland, then there will never be a new generation of Bubasti. And no one has really wanted to test that out. The Bubasti believed that it was their job to protect the mystics who walked among the mortals, basically your mages. They were to protect them from Asura. Asura to the Bubasti is basically the worm, which is the great corruptor. Since the beginning of time, humanity has expanded just a little bit, and the Bubasti have had to change their modus operandi. In modern day, they have switched to being scholars and researchers, basically devotees of anything that's arcane. They work in the shadows, in the background, to prevent the forces of darkness from succeeding. The Bubasti actually have a feud with the followers of Set. Although it's rather one-sided in that the vampires are just completely winning, the followers of Set have ghouled and captured many of the Bubasti's members, but these cats are determined to free them. The Silent Striders are nomadic and introspective. They are also extremely spiritual, and they know the Umbra better than probably any of the other Garou tribes. Now, the Silent Striders appear to have their roots in Africa and the Middle East. They were also one of the first tribes to protest against the Act of the Impergium. And the ones that remained in Egypt, they were one of the few tribes that were still on speaking terms with the other Pharaoh after the Wars of Rage. They had actually created a river pact with the Makole who lived in the area. They set clearly defined borders, and nobody messed with it, and they were able to coexist rather well. The Silent Striders aligned themselves with the Osirian League to stop the antediluvian Sutekh. Unfortunately, this did not work out very well for the Silent Striders because, as they were in their final battle against Sutekh, he managed to get one last curse out upon the entire tribe, and this curse separated them from their homelands and what made them appear as vagabonds in the eyes of all of their peers. If you would like to learn a little bit more about some of the werewolf tribes, then please check out the playlist on your screen now. I also have some more information for you on the vampire tribes. Thank you to all of my new patrons, Shane Loves Games, Dave Blenner, Kyle R. My name's Nathaniel. This has been the Maple Table. Thanks for stopping by, everyone.